This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. The Connecticut-based roots band Poor Old Shine has performed in venues as varied as the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., to Rockwood Music Hall in New York City. But for the next month or so, they can be found on a very different stage, the American Repertory Theater's Loeb Drama Center, where they're performing their original music and some new pieces in a production of The Heart of Robin Hood.
And they're with us now, right here in the studio, to give us a taste of some of the music. And here's the show's opening number, a song called Weeds or Wildflowers.
Well, I came along to find a little peace of mind, neglecting all my duties, stepping off that string of line. Now I just sit by my front door filled with indolence and sounds. It's like I'm watching the weeds grow on my brow. And I had a pure potential in a soiled white shirt, with love enough to kill me, but was unsure of its worth. And though the night is sweetened by some rising of the moon, I've lived enough to know the battle's never through. You pass something down, no matter where or how, will there be weeds or wildflowers affixed upon your vows? And there's a crooked burning cigarette rolling on your tongue. Will there be weeds or wildflowers when you're done?
Shine performing its song Weeds or Wildflowers. It's from the band's newly released self-titled album, and now it's also from the ART's latest production, The Heart of Robin Hood. Chris Freeman is here on our studio on banjo and lead vocals. And Chris, could you introduce us to the rest of the band?
Absolutely. We have Antonio Alcorn here on mandolin. This is Harrison Goodale on the bass,
yeah.
Eric Hishman on the drums, and Max Jackin on the pump organ and on guitar.
Welcome to all of you. So, as we mentioned, the song we just heard has basically become sort of, as I understand it, the theme song in the American Robin Hood show. And this was an existing song? This was already part of your repertoire?
Yeah.
But others weren't. You have some new ones. So how did you decide what worked and what you needed to create from scratch?
Well, we kind of went into the rehearsal process for it not really knowing what was going to work. This is our first time ever doing anything in the theater world.
Uh-huh.
And but the people putting on the show had heard our album, and they thought that it was the right feel for the show. And so they had some ideas for it, and then we just kind of tried changing songs around so they would work for a particular scene, or you know, for ones that we couldn't quite figure out from our old repertoire. We just made up new songs for that.
So when the ART first proposed this to you, did you have a moment where you had to think, well, wait, can we imagine our music being in a Robin Hood play?
We definitely.
That's one of those moments almost every day.
still, as you continue, really.
Yeah, it still is, just because we knew the songs before the show, I think for us it still feels like we're a little bit shocked that the fact that it fits in, and every time we hear someone say how well the music seems to fit, we're always like, yeah, you know, I guess it does, but I think we go at it with a little different perspective than people seeing the show for the first time with the music.
What do you think your perspective is? How does it differ than the audience's?
Well, I think it's mostly just the fact that we've known these songs in terms of what we sort of, how we envisioned the songs before the play was added to them. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh,
and so
uh-huh.
And so we see these songs more as just kind of our songs in the album. And then this is just the fact that it fits in there and is able to be used. We feel very blessed because we don't really understand why.
Well, we didn't really envision our songs with sword fighting.
Maybe you didn't.
But now it's hard to think of them without it.
Yeah. The actors in the play sing a lot of these songs with us, and it's totally mind blowing for me, at least, to see these songs that we wrote in our hanging out in our basement or whatever, and now all these amazing, really talented people are singing them, dancing around stage
in cool costumes,
in great costumes. It's amazing.
So it's making me wonder if when you go back to just a plain old stage, you're going to think, where's the cast, where's the swords, where's the dancers?
It's going to be hard to start a song without seeing like a sword swipe across Robin Hood's chest to come in. So that's going to be, we have to add some more props to our shows after the play's over.
So tell us quickly how this collaboration came to be. Your producer had a contact at the ART?
Yeah, our producer's wife works for the ART, and as they were kind of looking for music for this show, she had mentioned it to him, and he passed our name along, and I don't know how it happened from there, but here we are.
Suddenly you're rehearsing with ART at the Loeb Drama Center.
That's right.
Now, the song you already played for us was an existing song in your repertoire, but you have written some new songs for the show.
Right.
And I understand you're going to play one of those new songs for us. This one is called Don't Let Your Burdens Touch the Ground.
That's right.
Could we hear that one too?
Sure.
Well, these dark rains, they soak me to the bone. And I hear my mother calling through the storm. She no longer walks beside me, but her memories still guide me. And I'll find my way back home before I'm old. Well, don't let your burden touch the ground.
Touch the ground.
Well, don't let your burden touch the ground.
Touch the ground.
Oh, the sun is hot, the river wide. I'll see my baby on the other side. Don't let your burden touch the ground.
And shackles my feet from step to step. For miles and lands where I have wept. Day 22, day 23, my sanity runs.
Don't let your burden touch the ground. Well, don't let your burden touch the ground.
Touch the ground.
Well, don't let your burden touch the ground.
Touch the ground.
Oh, the sun is high, the river wide. I'll see my baby on the other side. Don't let your burden touch the ground. Reaching for their arms. Oh, but the weight upon my soul, it don't live here anymore. I'm out to pacify this bitter storm. So lay me down beneath the tree, where all my troubles leave me be. Don't let
touch the ground.
Thank you. Again, that was the band Poor Old Shine singing Don't Let Your Burdens Touch the Ground. If you see the current show at the ART, The Heart of Robin Hood, you will hear that song. Now, are you guys singing that song or is the cast singing that song in the show?
A little bit of both.
You with them?
Yeah.
So you made that song for the show. Did you take a whole different approach to songwriting when you thought this is going to be performed by a cast in a theater? Was it a whole different mindset in terms of song creation?
You know, the song was written for a part that was supposed to be about 20 seconds long. We needed about a 20-second segment of music, and it was for there's a little like chain gang type section in the show, and so it was mostly just to kind of fill that need, and then we just kind of continued filling out the song to make it a whole one. So the whole song doesn't actually appear in the show, but
a good portion of it does now.
But some of the verses are.
It's all chopped up, but a lot of it's in there. Yeah, originally it was just, as Chris was saying, it was a little filler thing, which became the chorus, and then we liked that. And after rehearsal, we were just jamming on, and we all kind of wrote verses, and we were just playing for fun. And the music director, who is kind of our window into this theater world, who helps us communicate with all these other people we're collaborating with, said, "Hey, I like that. Could we use that?" And that's how everything has happened through this whole
experience. For you guys, this was a very abbreviated rehearsal process. You went in like early November. They said, "We're performing in a month." And I think you've said you were kind of terrified when you heard about this deadline.
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, we admitted that? Okay, yeah.
It was way outside our comfort zone to be going into theater. We're a band, you know. We've played in Cambridge before, but we play at Passim's and we play at places like that. And so, this whole theater world is new to us, but we're enjoying it greatly. And it's fun to kind of be a cog in the machine, as opposed to just kind of putting on just our own shows.
Really,
all the time,
you know? Being a cog in the machine,
but like a fun.
Yeah,
cog.
Yeah. It's a big machine that we get to see work. So.
Well, we love hanging out with actors.
Ah,
they're so cool.
Would you play one more song for us? Something that's from the show. Which one do you want to do?
Absolutely. Well, we're gonna play a song called "Footsteps in My Ear."
Okay, go for it.
Far. Maybe you're the moon and the
maybe you're the fog in the field. But I reach out to you and you get farther away. Or maybe you're just footsteps in my ear. Or maybe you're just footsteps in my ear.